Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Copy from me. When I think of Boston Red Sox that give a damn about that organization, about that city, that care deeply about the brand.
Yeah. I there's other guys, but you're 100% right. For the last 40 years, yeah, those are the guys.
Absolutely. I know there's the Carl Yastrzemskis of the world, right?
Teddy Williams.
But I don't know those guys.
I know.
What they meant to the rivalry that everyone wants to say is the greatest rivalry in the history
Jim
of sports.
Jim Rice. Right? You don't remember Freddie Lynn, but that's this is my dad's era.
Yankees, Red Sox, right? When 100%. Everyone wants to shove it down our throats, absolutely. It's one of the great rivalries in the history of American sports. Those were the guys that amplified the hell of it. Johnny Damon being a part of that as well. But Pedro Martinez.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's listen to him again, Joe, because as we celebrated Devers Day yesterday and all that came about and his refusal to even talk about what went on there yesterday, which was a story in and of itself for me, Rafael Devers not even wanting to talk about Boston at all is a story to me. It might not be to you, but for me, I think the fallout from all of this, the Boston angle, the San Francisco angle, I think it's fascinating. And let's hear from Pedro Martinez and his thoughts on it, sound courtesy of Bleacher Report.
I was shocked, just like everybody else. I was shocked because if you try to sell to me, knowing Rafi Devers, that Rafi is a bad teammate or he's not a team player, you're lying. You're going to tell me he's a bad influence in the clubhouse? He's not. Does he want to play every single day? Yes, that's probably why he was mad. Well, the thing got mishandled from the get-go, and I think if I'm Jimmy and I'm Grandy and we have an ex-teammate or a teammate that's not doing things like they should be doing, we pull him aside, all three of us, and we convince him to come into the things that we want to do together. This should have been in the hands of baseball people, not front office people, not leaking it to the media, not having a back and forth between the media and Alex and Sam Kennedy and Breslow. So I think it should have been handled by baseball people, Pedroia, Big Papi.
Keep it in-house. Whenever you have a family spat and it starts bleeding into other things, you always hear the term, it's like, you know, you keep it in the family, Joe, when it comes to certain stuff. You don't let that leak out. You don't let that get to your friend group, get out in public space, get into the workplace. You keep it in the family. And that's basically what Pedro was saying there when it came to Devers. Hey, like, let's get the legends around here. Let's get Dustin Pedroia, Red Sox legend, right? And they tried getting Big Papi David Ortiz. Let's get some of these guys that are diehards, that are Boston through and through, to just get through to this guy and figure out what's going on before we have to get to the ownership level, because that's going from 0 to 100 when it doesn't need to. And that makes the problem so much worse, right? Hell, we could be having a problem between you and I here, or me and one of the producers, right? Let's try to figure that out between us, and can we sit down first and foremost? And if that doesn't work, let's bring in either you or I or Sam or whatever, and we figure out before we go to the big boss, and then before we go to corporate, right? That's kind of what you do in these situations. But the fact that the owner himself, John Henry, the world's strongest man, yet he goes out of his way and flies his private plane, I'm assuming it's private, all the way to Boston to have a sit down with Devers to figure out what the hell's going on. And we have these expectations of you, and you need to be a leader. You need to do all that. Like, yeah, the writing was on the wall right then. This guy's not coming back. It's not coming back. Cause the last thing I want is to be scolded because I've had a bad week. I've had a bad couple weeks, a bad like month. Like, really? I want a World Series. I'm your best freaking player, dude.
Do you get kind of it's different, obviously very different. Do you get kind of a Debo Samuel vibe coming out where it's like, hey, we paid you all this money. We expect you to act a certain way, and you're not even coming up close to what we're expecting. And we get that you're frustrated because you're not being utilized the way you want to be utilized, but you got to meet us in the middle.
Well, especially I lost, you know, some respect last year as Debo Samuel, the leader, because his refusal to talk after doing all that talk and talking all that mess. I want to get targeted. I want to get all this. They lost their number one wide receiver in Brandon Ayuk. Juwan Jennings was outplaying him, making like barely any of his salary, right? He had Ricky Pearsall, your rookie wide receiver, drafted in the first round, got shot. He's trying his damnedest to get back onto the field. He's trying hard. And then you're not even going to talk to the media after you get punked in Green Bay and you guys get destroyed, right? Like, come on, man.
Well,
come
I think.
So yes, that's a great comparison is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And I think the one thing that's very different from the Niners is that their structure and their hierarchy has tons of leadership.
Yes.
John Lynch is clearly a leader. People can argue about Kyle Shanahan's leadership, but he's clearly a guy that a lot of the top dogs on the team look up to.
Respect.
Respect, I guess would be the way I put it.
They have a lot of respect for him.
I think Fred Warner and George Kittle command certain levels of respect. Yes. When I look at Boston right now and what they've got going, there's clearly a lack of that leadership. And I think that maybe Raffy being the highest paid player doesn't necessarily mean that you want him to also be your leader day in, day out, running the team. And I think maybe they had expectations that maybe his skill set's just not, or his character or whatever is not ready to fulfill.
And I'd blame them because you got rid of the face of the franchise and one of the best leaders in sports today, Mookie Betts.
No doubt.
That was the face. Now,
but think about what he's coming to here, though.
Right.
Let's contrast it real quick.
Yeah.
Like, think about what he's coming. You got Adamas, who feels, you could say, hey, maybe he's not worth $180 million. I might agree with you. But in terms of leadership, the guy is clearly a leader.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Yes. He's there every day, has a smile on his face. By all accounts, he's the same guy every single day.
Okay. Chapman leads kind of by example, but I think that there's a way that he conducts himself that others really respect.
No nonsense, grinded out guy. Everyone respects his work ethic.
Now, this might be laughable to some, but I think Wilmer Flores has a lot of influence in the clubhouse.
He's been around a while.
He does, and I think a lot of guys from different backgrounds really look up to him.
Yes.
And I think that his voice resonates.
Yes.
I think Buster Posey clearly has a ton of leadership and respect.
Of course. Well, from the younger generation, what do they know Buster Posey as? The guy won 3 World Series and one of the best catchers of their lifetime.
And playing a hard-nosed position.
Yes.
I think catcher is viewed a certain way. You know, when it comes to some of these position players.
God, watching catchers today, like, if you have a good one, they're rare.
Very rare. So I think the situation that he now comes to is so dramatically different than what was going on in Boston. I think he can just fit in and just do his stuff and do his job.
Well, like, do you get what I'm saying, though? Like, the fact that he wanted to move off so quickly of the Boston conversation and not even, like, talk about it at all.
Shows how toxic it was.
It shows how toxic it was, but, like, there is something there that, and again, I know where we are in the Bay. This isn't a Boston sports radio station. I'm not saying we have to talk about it all from the Red Sox perspective, but it's just interesting now. We've had two of these same types of trades here in the Bay, and we've mentioned the guy's name a lot. Jimmy Butler, very similar. Different age, different salary, what he means to the team. Baseball versus basketball, very different, obviously, but being toxic situations and receiving players coming from toxic situations, it's pretty incredible within a six-month span.
So do you trust, you know, if you're in the Bay Area, do you trust all of the leaks and the smears about Rafi, or do you trust Pedro Martinez?
I mean,
the lone guy defending him.
Is it a cop-out to say, like, both parties might be culpable a little bit in this?
Oh, there's not a doubt in my mind that Rafi is guilty of not wanting to make it work.
Do you think if
that I agree with. He can feel disrespected, right, but I think had he wanted to make it work in Boston, I think he'd still be there.
Do you think it would have gone a long way if he had just said yesterday, like, hey, you know what? Maybe I could have handled the last few months a little better.
Yeah, but here's how my Giants brain thinks. I'm glad the whole thing went down the way it did because now we're the benefactor of it.
Of course. Like, the fact that he didn't say anything.
Is that to me, am I caught up in my own fandom where I'm like, I don't really care, and actually the fact that you sabotaged your value and we got you for what little of what we gave up.
I mean,
I have, like, it's the same thing with Jimmy. I don't care.
You don't until you do, I guess I'll say, because
what do you mean?
Now that the Jimmy Butler experience has happened and you got that player, and playoff Jimmy is not the same playoff Jimmy he was in Miami, that much is clear now. He's been a good sport. He's been a good soldier, but the season ended. And there are question marks around Jimmy Butler, not as a leader, but question marks about him being like, is this a good enough player for us to win another title?
Okay.
So, like, that might be a conversation. Not to say that Rafael Devers, clearly the guy had two hits yesterday. He looks fine at the plate. Like, by all accounts, he's going to be fine.
He's better as a hitter than any guy they developed since Posey.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's better as a player than any guy they've signed in free agency since, what, Bonds?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the avenue they're going to have to go through now, not through free agency.
Okay. No, I don't want to sleep on this guy. Some people are going to say Hunter Pence. I'm sorry. Hunter was a really good player. Jeff Kent was a great player. Now, I know you won championships with Hunter, so that's going to dilute things. Jeff Kent, the trade for Jeff Kent is one of the greatest trades in baseball history.
Yeah.
All right? And so I think this is the best player they've traded for since Jeff Kent.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Hunter Pence is up there because of what he meant for the titles and that run. Remember that first year in 2012, he really wasn't hitting all that well when he became a Giant.
But you won championships, so everything gets elevated.
And he had the speech,
yeah,
and
everything gets elevated.
Right? So, and he was, honestly, it's funny, the polar opposite player from Devers when it comes to, I like being a face, I'll ride around my scooter. Hey, you want to come say hi? I'm going to go get some coffee, right? Just polar opposite when it comes to personality.
But I got vibes. When he got to second, he was like fist pumping, and the whole crowd was going crazy in the arcade, you know, above right field was going nuts. Like, I got into my feels, man. I got all old school again.
Here is Devers talking yesterday through the translator, Erwin Higueras. Devers, he's here to give his 100% to the team.
I'm here to give my 100%. I don't put any buts. They're the men in charge. I am here to play wherever they want me to play.
Right there. And that has got to be triggering as hell if you're a Boston Red Sox fan, because all these reports were you didn't want to play first base because you couldn't play third because we have Alex Bregman, who's a better defensive third baseman than you. And obviously Trevor Story is short. So, yeah, you're going to DH for the rest of the year per Alex Cora. Those were his words. But now you want to take, you know, grounders because, you know, the whole thing was just so strange to me. And it's culminated now. Him being in a Giants uniform. We're going to talk to Johnny Damon about it in 14 minutes. By the way, this or that is going to be at 9:30. This or that. Hey, it could be anything. It could be, do you need a wallet? Do you not need a wallet? Do you want pineapple on pizza? It could be sports related. It could be Jordan versus Brady, who you taking as a GOAT. We don't know where it's going to go, but we do know that it's going to be Sam Lubman, Carter, or Matt Nahigian when it comes to that think tank. It's going to be a surprise for myself and Joe Shasky.
There's a big part of me that's like loving how angry Boston is. There's another part of me that kind of cares, kind of what happened there, because I don't want it to happen here. But there's a way bigger part of me that does not give a rip what happened there, because I'm looking at what they're like, the way they're acting, Craig Breslow and different people. Craig Breslow's the GM right. of Boston. And I'm saying to myself, like, I think they're just idiots.
Can I just
might be inept.
Is it just dumb to ask the question at 888-957-9570? Giants fans, like, do you care about what went down with Devers in Boston? Like, does that do anything for you going forward to the player, to what he brings to this team? Or is that just all, not my problem?
It's theirs.
888-957-9570 is the number. Speaking of dysfunction there, as we're just laughing at the pain that is Boston, you know what? To hell with them. They've won like 50 titles since 2000.
I'm so sick of them.
They deserve a down year, or down era, if you will, considering the entire past 25 years has basically been their era. Right now, the Celtics are still technically defending champs, although I think Oklahoma City is going to wrap up that series very shortly there, as Tyrese Halliburton for the Pacers is clearly compromised with that calf injury. But check this out. This is from June Lee. And June Lee, if you've seen him, you might recognize him. He used to be on ESPN, Around the Horn. He's done some stuff. He's a journalist. He's bounced around Washington Post. He's from Boston. So he born and bred in Boston. Or is he born in Boston? No, he's born in Seoul, South Korea, excuse me. But he was raised in Boston. And this sound is courtesy of NBC Sports Boston. You think the dysfunction is this bad when it comes to the Devers situation? Just check out what June Lee had to say about how they went about their interviews with their baseball operations candidates. It's just insane.
What's happening with the Red Sox, with Sam Kennedy, with Craig Breslow, with Alex Cora, is a state of organizational dysfunction. And I think that there's this, I heard last night after I reported this piece and it went out, about an interview with the Red Sox were trying to recruit a new person for their baseball operations department. And during this interview process, the entire interview was conducted with an AI bot where you would record the answers to the questions and then the Red Sox would then evaluate them. And this wasn't just one round. It wasn't just two rounds. It was five rounds of interviews where this person did not talk to another person in the Red Sox organization. And this source told me that he'd also interviewed with the Dodgers, with the San Diego Padres. The Dodgers have kind of been the organization that the Red Sox have been trying to emulate for the last 5 years. Sustainability, a big market team that knows how to spend money at times, but also is able to develop young prospects, which they've done successfully over the course of the last decade. What he told me was that the gap between the feel, the people skills of Andrew Friedman and what he dealt with Craig Breslow was so far apart that it seemed like utterly delusional that the idea that this is what the Red Sox think the Dodgers are doing is just absolutely crazy.
So he had five interviews and didn't talk to a single person. It was all AI.
That's, again, June Lee is saying this.
You know what that reminds me of?
He had his source, NBC Sports Boston.
That reminds me of kind of the 4-1 era of the Giants.
This fish is stinking from the head up.
The lack of the human touch. I mean, isn't that literally what we talked about for 5 years?
Now, I don't think it was that bad where they're going AI.
No, I agree.
But there is something to be said about the hollow nature when it came to like the human element of this team the last, you know, 5, 6+ years, however long it's been since Farhan's been here. There is that. And 888-957-9570, again, that's the number to call or text. Do you care at all about what went down in Boston with Rafael Devers? We're getting a bunch of calls in on this.
I want to hear this. Real quick, one thing in the restaurant industry that is still evident, Yelp and Grubhub and Uber Eats and all these different things, they're great. You know, they're a great way to, hey, what's your rating on you know, Uber Eats? E24 isn't a thing, but Caviar, whatever it is, DoorDash,
yeah.
Right? If I walk in here and I say, guys, the best sushi I've ever had is Sushi Ron, right? That is worth so much more okay? The personal endorsement and the experience that I share with you is worth so much more than a 4.7, 4.8 rating.
Right.
Okay? The human element still resonates. So, like, when it comes to food and things like that, yeah, we still use, you know, all these different apps and we look at reviews and all that. But when someone tells you the best turkey sandwich I've ever had is at Guerra Meats on 15th and Terravel.
Not Arguello Market?
It could be Arguello Market as well.
Like, Pat Olson.
I'm just throwing names out there. Like, I love Original Joe's, you know, Steak a la Bruno. It's the best. You know what I mean? Whatever it is. That hits you harder than whatever these algorithms and these reviews online do. So getting back to the Red Sox, the way the Giants used to operate, the human element will always override whatever the data is. I'm sorry. It just will. I'm a human. You're a human. You touch at my heart. I'm gonna be more inclined to give you my business. Period. End of discussion.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. AI interviews.
I mean,
could you imagine
five AI interviews?
I know. Well, can you imagine like just doing that for any normal job? You don't even like. Who's talking? Does it sound like Stephen Hawking? Like you aren't applying for the like? How? Like what is that? Like is it a screen? How does that even work? Like seriously, I'm trying to like wrap my head around it. Is it Boston, like a questionnaire?
The
like,
Boston ineptitude has now gifted us. I mean, this could be a Wall of Fame guy, a 10-year giant.
Yeah,
whatever the hell happened there. Like it sucks. I hope it doesn't repeat here. We're the benefactors of it.
If the Giants go on to win a World Series, you could make the argument that the Boston Red Sox had two of the worst trades in a span of a decade that any team has had in the history of sports. Getting rid of Mookie Betts, who immediately goes on to win two World Series
after being
known
100 years ago for the Babe Ruth trade.
There you go. And then trading Rafi Devers, and then they go on, the Giants, to go win on World Series. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Posey wins a World Series. We're going to start having different conversations.
Why the hell, real quick, are the Red Sox trying to emulate the Dodgers when the Red Sox themselves have won more World Series in this century than them? They know how things work. You had Theo Epstein here. You had the formula of development and talent and identifying talent. Yeah, just do what you were doing well in the past. There's just some sort of disconnect there. James is in El Cerrito and wants to join the conversation. James, do you care about how things went down with Rafi Devers in Boston?
I don't get it. I don't get how when you're literally the best hitter in the American League, got a 401 OBP, your only job is to hit, and you hit, and you perform, and you're a badass, what's the problem? I mean, the rest of the time you just sit in the dugout, you cheer for your teammates. I don't get it. I think he's great. We'll take him. Exactly. Love him.
Well, James, real quick.
We'll take
real
him.
Quick, the problem
is
exactly
was... exactly how I
well,
feel.
Well, James is gone, but I was going to say, the problem was, that's what the Red Sox wanted him to do. Alex Cora said he's going to DH the rest of the year.
Until they didn't.
Until that kick rocks, I guess. Like,
but this is where you also have to know.
But Devers didn't want to do that, is what I'm saying.
That's my point.
Yes.
This guy does want to play in the field a little. Like he does. Pedro said it.
Well, why? Like, he kept playing. It wasn't like a Jimmy Butler situation where Jimmy literally flat out quit on the team. Like, Jimmy quit on the Miami Heat.
Yeah,
they indefinitely suspended him.
Yeah.
It was bad. He was wearing like Kevin Durant, like in Suns, like his shoes in Suns colors. By the way, speaking of Kevin Durant, does anyone want that guy?
No.
Like, that seems like no one wants to trade for him. I think you still do. But
yeah.
Again, you'll always want KD.
Kuminga straight up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.